The title of our sermon on this Christmas day is According to Plan.
我们今天正道的题目是按照计划。
Our reading is from Matthew chapter 2.
我们的经文呢是马太福音第二章。
Now when the wise men had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Out of Egypt, I called my son.
经文马太福音第二章第十三节开始是这样记载，他们也就是东方来的博士去了之后，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现说，起来，带着小孩子同他的母亲逃往埃及，住在那里，等我吩咐你，因为希律必寻找小孩子，要除掉他。约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去，住在那里，直到希律死了。这是要应验主借先知所说的话，我从埃及招出我的儿子来。
From 1983 until 1987, there was a wonderfully enjoyable TV show on entitled The A-Team.
在1983年到1987年的这个期间呢，有一个非常刺激的电视的节目，它的题目就是叫 A 字特工队，或者也有叫翻译成天龙特工队。
It had action, it had comedy, and every week a new adventure.
这部呢结合了动作和喜剧的这个电视系列剧呢，每周呢都会播一集。
On this show was a team of very skilled and strong men who were called into a situation to rescue somebody or to destroy the plans of evil people.
这个电视剧讲的是一群这个机敏勇敢的人呢，他们被派遣呢去，要不就去救人呢，或者去破坏敌人的一些的特别的计划的这些行动。
This A team was called in when nobody else could get the job done.
所以 A 四特工队呢，他们被派遣呢去执行那些别人没有办法完成的任务。
The leader of this team always had a very complicated plan to solve the problem.
这个队的队长呢，他总是有一个非常周密周详的计划呢，去完成这个任务。
And week after week, it seemed there was no way the plan would ever work.
接连好几个星期呢，你看到呢，似乎没有一点办法能够按照他这个计划呢，完成他们的任务。
But somehow, week after week, at the end of the 30-minute program, the plan worked.
但是呢，不知道这个为什么，在每一个星期呢，在最后这个电视节目的30分钟呢，这个计划呢都能够完成。
And then the leader of the A-team spoke his famous statement, I love it when a plan comes together.
所以这个 A 字特工队的队长呢，有一句著名的台词，说是当这个计划实现的时候，那就是享受。
We love it too, don't we? When a plan comes together.
所以当一个计划实现的时候，我们也很享受，对不对？
We love it too, don't we? When our life works out according to plan.
当这个我们生活中的某些事情呢，按照我们自己的计划而进行而实现的时候，我们也很享受，对不对？
It's wonderful when something works out the way we hoped it would, the way we planned it would, whether it's a holiday meal, or a vacation trip, or a fix-it project, or a surprise gift for a loved one.
所以当所有的一切的计划都按照我们自己的希望和这个安排完成的时候，不管是是一个节日的聚餐，或者假日旅行、特定的工作，或者是我们给我们所爱之人的一个礼物。
That's right. Well, in today's gospel reading, we learn that the Heavenly Father's plan for His Son Jesus did come together, and all of our Heavenly Father's plans for our salvation worked out according to His plan.
所以在今天我们的福音书当中，我们也看到我们天父为他儿子耶稣的计划呢实现了，并且呢按照上帝的一个计划呢，也为我们实现了这个拯救的这个安排。
It happened so quickly for Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. The trip to Bethlehem, the birth in the manger, the angels, the shepherd, the star, and then after a while, the wise men.
所以对玛利亚、约瑟和这个婴孩耶稣来说呢，这一切实际上发生的太快了。你看伯利恒的旅程，马槽里的这个出生，天使、牧羊人和这个繁星呢，以及不久之后东方博士的出现，所有的这些都指向刚刚出生的古时候承诺的耶稣。
All of these events pointed to the newborn Jesus, and that was promised from God from of old.
所以呢是的，这所有的发生的一切呢都指向我们古时候上帝承诺的主耶稣。
But as they say, all good things must come to an end. And in a dream, God warned Joseph to take his family to Egypt to escape the murderous King Herod.
然而呢，像他们所说的，所有的好事呢，都会最终结束。上帝就在梦中呢提醒约瑟带着他的家人到埃及去，以逃避邪恶之王希律的杀机。
This evil ruler Herod had a plan to kill every baby boy 2 years old and younger in Bethlehem to get to the baby Jesus.
是的，这个邪恶的王希律呢，他有他的一个计划，就是杀掉所有伯利恒2岁及2岁以下的婴孩，为了要杀掉这个新生的王。
Yet as we will learn, even this was somehow a part of God's plan for our salvation.
是的，我们也从历史上学到，甚至这也是上帝为了耶稣为我们拯救，是他的计划的一部分。
In his gospel, St. Matthew puts it this way, quote, this was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, out of Egypt, I called my son.
所以马太福音呢就这样记载，这是要应验主借着先知所说的话，我从埃及召出我的儿子来。
Any Jewish person at this time who heard Matthew's account of Mary and Joseph and Jesus' trip to Egypt would have quickly thought of the Old Testament book of Exodus and an earlier event in Egypt.
所以任何犹太人呢，当时呢，听到马太对约瑟、玛利亚和耶稣这个逃往埃及这个记载的时候呢，都会很快的想到旧约的出埃及记，犹太人逃离埃及的这个旅程。
As we read in the Old Testament book of Exodus, there was another evil ruler. He was Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he planned to kill baby Moses and all the young Jewish boys in the area.
我们从旧约出埃及记呢，知道另外的那个时候有一个邪恶的统治者，法老。他想要杀掉婴儿摩西和那个地方所有的犹太的男孩。
And later, the Lord appeared to the adult Moses and sent him to lead his people out of Egypt.
那之后呢，我们知道主上帝呢向已经成年的摩西显现，并且派他带领上帝的子民离开埃及。
St. Matthew sees how all of these events are connected and related to God's divine plan.
所以呢，圣马太就看到所有这些事情都关联在上帝的神圣的计划当中，是他计划的一个部分。
And this baby Jesus, who was taken into Egypt, would soon come out of Egypt.To begin his public ministry and to lead God's people out of their slavery from sin and death and the devil.
那这个被带到埃及的婴孩耶稣呢，不久将离开那里，并开始他公开的事工，带领上帝的子民离开被罪、死亡和魔鬼的奴役。
It's no wonder.That Jesus is sometimes called the new Moses.
这也就是为什么耶稣呢，有的时候呢，被称为新的摩西，新摩西。
Just as Moses' life was threatened at an early age, so was Jesus.
正如摩西的生命早年呢，被邪恶的统治所威胁，耶稣呢，也是一样。
Just as Moses led God's people out of slavery, so did Jesus.
正如摩西带领上帝的子民离开所受的奴役，那耶稣也同样这样做。
When the young Jesus came back from Egypt, he would lead a new exodus, an exodus that would go through a cross and his empty grave on Easter morning.
那当年轻的耶稣从埃及回来以后，他将带领一次新的出埃及记，这是一次穿越十字架。和空坟墓的旅程。
All of these things were according to God's plan, and in God's good time, all of His plans come together.
那所有这些呢，都是按照上帝的计划，在他的自己合适的时间，上帝自己完成他的计划。
No one can change God's plan of salvation.But many fight against it, and many people end up rejecting God's plan for themselves.
那没有人能够改变上帝的计划，但是呢，很多人呢却抵制他，他们自己呢拒绝上帝的计划。
The Israelites in the Old Testament did that.
那旧约的以色列人呢就是这样做的。
Many did not want to leave Egypt with Moses as their leader.
当时很多人不愿意跟随摩西呢的带领呢离开埃及。
They preferred to stay in Egypt as slaves rather than trust God to take them to the promised land.
所以他们自己情愿在那里被奴役，过贫乏的生活，而不愿意信靠上帝带领他们到那应许之地。
And many in Jesus' own day rejected God's plan of salvation.
那同样呢，在耶稣的时代，很多人也拒绝上帝拯救的计划。
They did not want to leave their traditions and laws to follow Jesus.
那他们不愿意离开他们自己的传统和他们所制定的规条呢，来跟随耶稣。
They preferred to remain in slavery to man-made laws and their own sin rather than trust God that He had sent Jesus to be their Savior.
他们情愿在人定的这种规则和自己的罪中呢受奴役，也不愿意信靠上帝差给他们的救主耶稣。
And how about today?
那今天我们又怎么样呢？
Today,Many people are still rejecting God's plan of salvation.
那今天呢，依然有很多的人拒绝上帝拯救的计划。
Look around at what our sinful world has made Christmas to be.
那看看我们周围的世界将圣诞节 都变成了什么
？An excuse for greed and excess.
是贪婪和没有节制的借口。
A holiday to be sure, but a politically correct holiday in which the name of Jesus can't be spoken, so no one is offended.
假期呢是肯定的。但是呢，是一个不得罪任何人而回避耶稣基督的圣名的政治上正确的假期。
One current example of this is when the President of the United States, a country where I came from, when the President of the United States changed the name of the Christmas tree.That for over 100 years has been lit up on the lawn of the White House where he lives. He changed it from Christmas tree to holiday tree.
那最近的一个例子呢，就是现今的美国总统啊，这个 Pastor Harold 呢是也是从美国过来的，啊，他说呢，在这个美国总统呢，在给他。住的白宫的这个草坪上的一个 tree 也是多少年都会点亮的这个圣诞树呢他给他改了名字啊，他将这个基督呢拿掉了叫这棵树呢为假日树
He took Christ's name away and called it holiday tree
所以他把这个 Christ 基督前面 Christmas tree Christ 拿掉了所以叫它假日树
If this were not so sad, it would almost be funny.
如果这不是太可悲呢，几乎是太可笑了。
Whose birthday is it today?
到底今天是谁的生日呢？
But rejection of Jesus at Christmas is only a symptom of a deeper problem.
然而在圣诞节拒绝耶稣呢只是一个更深层次的问题的一个表象而已。
The problem is the rejection of God's plan of salvation for the world.
所以这个问题就是拒绝上帝拯救这个世界的计划。
And lest we point the fingers at others around us, we have to ask ourselves, how do I reject God's plan of salvation?
那为了避免呢，我们说了这些都是指责我们周围的人，那我们需要呢，问一问我们自己，今天是怎么样拒绝上帝拯救计划的？
We reject it.Whenever we keep ourselves or our children from God's house of worship or Sunday school or Bible class because we say, oh, my schedule is just too busy.
那在任何因为这种繁忙的日程呢阻止我们或我们的孩子我们的家人参加主日崇拜啊，或者主日学查经班的时候我们就是自己在拒绝上帝的计划。
We reject it whenever we fail to receive Holy Communion every time it's offered.
所以在任何提供圣餐礼而我们没有正确的领受的时候我们是在拒绝上帝的计划。
We reject it whenever we fail to share our faith in Jesus.With the fear that we might be rejected.
当我们没有来大胆的来分享我们在耶稣基督里的信心的时候，我们是在拒绝上帝的计划。
We reject it when we lean upon our own good works or our own feelings.Or our own wealth and earthly possessions instead of leaning upon God's word and his promises.
那当我们呢依靠我们自己的好行为而得救的时候，或者自己的感觉，或者依靠属世的这些财富，反而不去依靠上帝的话语和他的承诺的时候，我们就是在拒绝上帝的计划。
It's easy for us sinful people to doubt God's plan of salvation.
所以对于我们这样的罪人呢，我们真的很容易去怀疑上帝拯救的计划。
It's easy for us sinful people to question why God allows things to happen that are unpleasant or painful.
对于我们这样的罪人，我们也很容易去问上帝这个问题，上帝为什么允许那些不好的或者邪恶的事情发生？
And today's gospel reading from Matthew chapter 2 may be difficult for us to read.
其实今天的这个福音书的经文，马太福音第二章，也许对我们就是很难。
That's because just today as we celebrate Christmas, we read in Matthew chapter 2 about those children aged 2 and under that Herod planned to kill.
这是因为呢，我们在庆祝圣诞节的时候呢，我们在马太福音第二章却读到了所有两岁及以下的儿童都被希律王杀害了。
Herod did this terrible thing.Because he was afraid that any newborn king would be a threat to his power.
希律呢做了这个恶事，是因为他害怕任何新生的王将取代他对犹大的统治。
We cannot blame God for the evil deeds of Herod.
我们不能因为希律所行的邪恶的事情去埋怨上帝。
God is not the author of evil.
上帝他不是恶魔。
But it did happen. And God allowed it. And we don't like it.
事情的确发生了，并且上帝也允许它发生了。我们当然不舒服。
Herod reasoned that Jesus had to die. And
希律呢推断呢，耶稣一定要死。
And Herod was right. Jesus had to die.
那希律呢实际上是对的，因为耶稣一定要死。
But not on Herod's time schedule.
但是呢，不是按照希律的时间表。
Jesus was born that he might die for you and for me and for the sins of the world.
耶稣降生呢，就是为了他可以去死，为了你，为了我，为了全世界的罪去死。
But it was not yet time.For Jesus' divine appointment with the cross.
然而，因为与十字架圣这种神圣的约会呢，这个时间还没有到。
And so the baby Jesus was protected from Herod by God's divine intervention.
所以这个时候呢，上帝的神性介入了，将这个婴孩耶稣。从希律王的这个魔爪之下呢，保护了下来。
Following the angel's words in his dream, Joseph led his family to safety in Egypt.
约瑟呢，按照天使在梦中给他的指引呢，带领他的全家安全的到达了埃及。
You see, God was accomplishing his plan of salvation in spite of Herod's.Wickedness.
你看呢，尽管希律呢是邪恶的，但是上帝仍然在成就他自己的拯救计划。
And now it's important for you to listen carefully as this sermon speaks to your personal life.
所以现在呢，请大家啊，认真的继续听下去，因为这个正道呢，对你个人生活的一个意义。
God will accomplish His plans for you and your salvation in spite of anything this evil world throws against you.
那不管从这个世界而来的任何的邪恶如何在攻击着你，上帝将为你和为你的拯救成就他的计划。
God will accomplish His plans for you in His time, in the time that's the best for you and anybody else involved.
所以将在上帝他自己的时间，对你最好的时间，对你周围的人最好的时间，他会为你完成这个计划。
This is exactly what St. Paul said when he wrote in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, these words. When the time was just right, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son.
所以这就是圣保罗在加拉太书第四章第四节所告诉我们的。极致时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子。
Some of you know that my wife Beverly and I at Christmas time put a large cross in our window in the front of our house, a cross lit with Christmas light.
其中大家可能有些人知道，这个牧师和 Beverly 呢，他们家的这个窗户上面呢，在这个时候呢，会挂一个大的十字架，有圣诞灯来装饰的，点亮的很大的十字架。
Why do we do that?
那为什么我们这样做呢？
Because the cross of Calvary is the reason for the mangerAt Bethlehem.
因为呢，我们这样做是因为哥哥他山上的十字架是伯利恒马槽的真正的原因。
Good Friday and Easter are the reasons for Christmas.
受难日和复活日是圣诞节的原因。
Jesus was born.As a Christmas baby, so that he might grow up to be the man who died on the cross for our sins.
耶稣在圣诞的出生，就是为了长大成人，在哥哥他山上的十字架受死。
And when he died upon that cross, he yelled out, "It is finished!" He has defeated the powers of sin. He has defeated the powers of death. He has defeated the power of the devil. And he did it all for you.
所以当他在十字架上为了你，为了我，为了全世界的罪受死的时候，他喊着说，成了。那个时候他在十字架上就为你击败了罪、死亡和魔鬼，一切都结束了。
Those little hands of the baby Jesus reaching up to his mama are the same hands that were nailed on the cross.For you and for me.
那婴儿耶稣基督的这个婴儿的小手来寻找拥抱他的母亲，同样的这个手 被钉在了哥哥他十字架上。
On the cross, God's plan for our salvation was accomplished.
在十字架上，上帝为我们拯救的计划完全的实现。
And Easter Sunday's proclamation at his empty grave, he has risen indeed, is just another way of God declaring, I love it when a plan comes together.
在复活节，这种宣告，说他复活了，他真的复活了，实际上只是上帝用另外一种方式来表达，当计划实现的时候，那就是最享受的时候。
Thank God that today you and I can trust God that He has accomplished our salvation.
今天我们感谢上帝，你和我可以信靠他为我们实现的拯救。
Today we can thank God that He will take care of all of our personal needs.
今天我们感谢上帝，他可以来照顾我们的现在和未来。
Today we can thank God that He will take care of all of our needs in the future.
今天我们感谢上帝，他会照顾我们个人的需要。在我们的未来的生活当中。
Thank God that we can trust Him because He loves us.
感谢上帝，我们可以信靠他，因为他爱我们。
And because He loves us, all will be done for us according to His plan.
因为他爱我们，他就将按照计划就是他在我们主耶稣基督里的计划成就一切。
All will be done for you according to your loving God's plan in Christ Jesus.
都是在耶稣基督里，他会为了我们而成就计划。
圣诞快乐
，Merry Christmas。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.